Good afternoon. After a frigid morning, snow began to move into interior New York and New England during the pre-dawn hours. Now, it's overspreading the entire region, mainly on the light side, but steady, as an Alberta Clipper works its way down the Ohio Valley and toward the New Jersey coast. On this track, light snow will continue through the afternoon and into the evening hours before winding down. The storm system will then intensify east of Cape Cod and work its way toward the Canadian Maritimes. With the progressive nature of this storm, it will not have enough time to sling back a bunch of Atlantic moisture into the entire region, although parts of central and eastern New England will see enhanced snowfall as the storm system gets organized. As a result, most of the Adirondacks and the Lake George Saratoga area points north will have as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow, with lower amounts toward the Canadian border. This includes the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont. Most of the Catskills, the I-88 corridor, the Greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and northern Berkshire County will have 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time it winds down. And with enhanced snowfall and some Atlantic moisture added in, southern Berkshire County across the I-90 corridor east toward Boston and south into south-central New England will see 3 to 5 inches of snow by the time the system exits off over the Atlantic Ocean. Temperatures today will continue to struggle through the single digits and teens, and we'll have high temperatures after dark tonight in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows dropping back into the teens. High pressure building in behind the system will bring us partly sunny skies tomorrow with just a few flurries as temperatures reach up toward 30. Even milder on Thursday with dry weather into the middle 30s. At this point, we'll watch the next front approach from the west. We'll have a chance of rain showers with this front as temperatures out ahead of it reach up into the lower 40s. Still on the milder side of the front on Saturday, we'll be into the middle 40s with a continuation of the chance of rain showers. Some question where the front hinges for the second half of the weekend. Right now, computer models are suggesting it stays to our west, which would keep us on the warm side of any wave of low pressure that develops along it. This would push temperatures into the 50s with plain rain on Sunday, although this forecast is changeable as we head toward the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as that Clipper system moving through our part of the country hits the coast and intensifies, heavier snow will develop for down east Maine. It'll snow heavily for extreme eastern New England overnight and into the day tomorrow, and 8 to 12 inches of snow is expected. Winds will also be an issue as they'll gust out of the northeast at times over 20 miles per hour. Winter storm warnings are in effect. An increasing westerly wind will continue to produce lake effect snows downwind of Lake Michigan, and most of the lakeshore communities in western lower Michigan will pick up 3 to 6 inches of snow through tonight. Meanwhile, high wind warnings are in effect for the Rocky Mountain front in Montana. Winds will continue to gust as high as 65 miles per hour through the day today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at San Gabriel, California, to a low of 29 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow 2 to 4 inches by the end of the day, lower 30s. Boston, snow developing this morning, 2 to 4 inches by evening, near 30. And in Buffalo, snow showers with an inch or so possible and highs right around 30 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 59 set in 1984, and the record low 8 below zero in 1942. Sunrise this morning is at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow through the afternoon, 1 to 3 inches in most places by evening, highs in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows near 10 above, closer to zero though in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow through the afternoon, 2 to 4 inches in most places, with as much as 3 to 5 inches in interior southern New England. Highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow through the afternoon, 1 to 3 inches in most places with 2 to 4 inches in the Catskills. Highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy with snow showers ending tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, with snow continuing through the afternoon, 2 to 4 inches in most places, with 3 to 5 inches in the Litchfield Hills, highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy, with snow showers ending tonight, with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy, with snow continuing through the afternoon, with a total of 2 to 4 inches in most places by evening, with 1 to 3 inches from Saratoga Springs north and west. Temperatures slowly creeping up into the upper teens and lower 20s. Cloudy, with snow showers ending tonight, lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, a few flurries or snow showers, lower 30s, mostly cloudy, milder mid-30s on Thursday. A chance of showers Friday, lower 40s, a chance of shower Saturday, mid-40s, and a chance of rain on Sunday with highs in the lower 50s. Windy and turning colder on Monday, back into the 30s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.